I have a new couch.
Really?
Oh my God, yes. It's like an L-shaped couch. It's lovely.
Yes. I can't wait to jump on it later this year when I come invade your home again.
You should. You should come invade my home. You're like termites. I can't get rid of you. And you eat all my wood.
That's my goal. Mom, I want to be a termite when I grow up.
On that note, hello and welcome everybody to Simply Amazing, the best podcast about Nightcrawler, hosted by a human and a termite in the world.
We Lisa call and the snack. Apparently Lisa. Termites are snacks here.
Lisa and the snack. Well, I am the OG Nocturnic A. Lisa, and of course, I've got this fabulous... What's on your shirt? Tell me, girl, what's on your shirt?
Oh, this is a giant head of different Avengers
heads put together
as one. So you got, like, part of Hawkeye, you got part of Thor, Cap, Iron Man, Ghost Rider for some reason. Why is he there?
Weird.
I don't know. Spider-Man, Hulk, Black Widow. So, you know,
it all depends on, like, where you bought it from, because I feel like sometimes when you get, like, these comic book shirts and stuff at, like, Target... They have really random choices. Like, oh my God, didn't we talk about this on Twitter? Like the random comic book shirts that replaced Kurt with Beast for some reason?
I don't think we maybe you did, because you, in case you guys don't know, Lisa does most our Twitter stuff. You probably did talk about that. I didn't think about that, though, but I think you're right. I think a lot of that, unfortunately, has to do with in the 90s, like 90s X-Men shit. Like, people are nostalgic for that era, but I'm not always, because none of the merch has Kurt, so why do I care?
Yeah, exactly. Why do we care? But the thing is that these shirts were designed after, like, comic book issues or, like, actual artwork that exists with Kurt in it. They just chose, for some reason, on the shirts to replace it with Kurt, to replace Kurt with Beast.
That's so fucking dumb. Nobody wants Beast. Like, Jesus.
Nobody Christ. Wants Beast doesn't even want Beast. Like, literally, nobody wants Beast. Like,
Dark Beast doesn't want Beast right now. That's how bad Beast is. Dark Beast don't want him.
Here's what I want to know. Has anyone ever seen Beast's parents? Because I don't think they want him.
Wait, now I actually want to know this. Anybody that does their research, please tweet at us and let us know. Where are Beast's parents? When do we see them? I would like to know.
Yeah, because, like, of all the 05, I feel like we've met everyone's parents, but I mean, I could be completely wrong. I don't care about Beast enough to even look into it. So there probably is his parents somewhere out there, but maybe he has no parents. Maybe he was just thrown on the streets as soon as he was born because he was gross.
Now you're making him sound like he can relate to Kurt more. I hate it, though. I want to veto that.
You're right. That's the thing. His parents didn't even love him enough to throw him far enough away. Like, they just kind of, like, plopped him out on the street like that.
I think they actually did the opposite. I think they said, go to boarding school. We can't let people think that we threw our child on the streets, but we don't want you here, man. So, boarding school.
That's exactly it. Exactly. Get the hell out of here. You can't, you can't stay here anymore. Sorry. Listen, I know you're only, like, 7 minutes old, but, you know, get a life.
Listen, parents suck. That's it right there.
Except Beast's parents, because they kicked him out of the house, according to my canon. Anyway, guys, let's talk about what we're talking about today, because just like last episode, this one seemed to go off the rails really quickly. We are continuing with our Exiles read-through, going into Exiles 5 and 6. And this is fun, because the Exiles are doing some non-X-Men-y stuff.
They are, yeah. I was interested to see if I would enjoy this, and I did enjoy it. I really like the team dynamics with the Exiles and the characters, even though the characters that I still don't know super duper well yet. Like, Lisa, you know them 20 million times better than I do, but I feel like, I don't know, I feel like I'm in the honeymoon phase with them. I get to know them. It's, like, amazing, you know, before I learn too much about the characters. I'm like, well, shit.
I love that, and that's so true, because, like, none of these characters really have gone on to do much else outside of Exiles, except for, like, Blink a bit. But I mean, yeah, it's nice to kind of get to know these characters, and, like, for the first time. I mean, that's a cool experience that I'm not having, obviously, but it's cool to see that, right? To see you getting to know them and like learn about them. And yeah, and this is a great little issue or a little arc about, really it focuses mostly on Thunderbird, but it, you know, it shows how they all work together and how they have to defeat the Hulk of all people.
Yeah, there's a lot with Thunderbird. There was a little side plot though with Mimic there. And I did enjoy that. And then of course, I feel like, so any of you guys that have been reading along with us and you've seen a little bit of Morph, you get a lot more Morph being a lot more Morph in these two issues.
Yeah, Morph is a lot.
And that's coming from me, and I'm obnoxious as hell.
Yeah, but like, again, we have to take this into when it was being created, which was like 2001, where that humor was like, it's like that Van Wilder humor. It's like American Pie-esque bullshit, like just,
yes,
you know, mm-hmm. That was when it was created, so that's what it's playing off of. But he mm-hmm. is a lot. But the thing is that the other Exiles, they love him as a team member, but they're not afraid to be like, shut up, like, stop. Just stop talking. And he takes it all pretty well, actually, you know, considering the fact that they're constantly telling him to shut up.
Yeah, it's true. Like, that's actually one thing I admire about him, because he annoys me too. But, you know, he just takes in such stride. And one thing I love that they do with his character at different points is he just changes clothes so quickly. And he's that character that, you know, like, you could argue Morph is gender fluid, because he just wears whatever the fuck he wants and does what he wants and says just anything the fuck he wants. Like, he does not give a shit whether he's pretending to be this or pretending to be that, or he's wearing a dress or he's not. Like, so I mean, he's fairly progressive for 2001. Fairly progressive. Not always in how he speaks, but in his existence.
I agree with that, but I would say that it has less to do with him being progressive and more to do, like, he's literally supposed to be like a trope Bugs Bunny character. Like, that's what Bugs Bunny did in the cartoon.
That's the way, like, to put it, actually.
Yeah, like, Bugs Bunny would, you know, be wearing a stupid dress, and then in the next scene, he's wearing a pilot's costume because he's going to fly a plane, and then the next scene, he's dressed as a baby. So that's kind of the exact type of thing that Morph is trying to bring to it, is that kind of, like, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, like, Looney Tunes silliness. But, you know, it's kind of interesting because later on, we do learn more about, like, him behind the scenes and why he is the way he is, but we don't get that now. But just getting started with the issue, the Exiles, they blop in, they blink in, and find out, and immediately Mimic is puking all over everybody.
Yep.
It's just like, and you know, everyone's like, oh, God. I kind of loved the reactions, because both Nocturne and Blink were like, oh, gross. Oh,
right.
They were like, oh, we're concerned about you, but also, ew, gross. Don't puke my way, please.
I mean, honestly, I think that's so realistic, because, of course, it's like, yes, of course, morally, I want to be like, oh, my gosh, and so concerned. But also, that really is fucking gross, man.
It is gross. Nobody wants to get puked on. I'm sorry. I don't want to get puked on. But the reason that Mimic is puking, and this goes into kind of a moment that I really like, where Morph is going off on his tangent of random cartoon bullshit and like silliness, and as he's doing that, Nocturne and Thunderbird are like having a conversation about what's actually happening in the world in the moment, which is like, hey, the ground is shaking, hey, what's that weird whizzing sound, hey, what's going on right now, and Morph is just going on and on and on about like having a metabolism and the things he used to do with Cannonball and all this stupid stuff, and then all of a sudden the Hulk just literally jumps on all of them,
of course, out of nowhere.
Just out of the blue, out of the ground, out of the sky, I mean, falls on them. And, you know, they are just completely screwed up at this point. Morph has a good moment where he turns a little chicken. I thought that was really cute. And, you know,
I love that, actually. The second I saw that shit, I was like, this is the best I've seen Morph in this entire time.
He does have some really good moments like this in the issues. He does. And then we have another moment of like, oh, you know, Clarice doesn't know what shit is, because, you know, TJ's like, oh my God, it's the Hulk. And she's like, who's the Hulk? Who's that guy?
Girl. I know, that was something I actually really loved, is she had no clue who the Hulk was. Of all the people not to know, she didn't know who the Hulk was. Like, how do you not have a Hulk in your AU?
Well, she's from Age of Apocalypse. I have no idea what happened to the Hulk in Age of Apocalypse, but I feel like Apocalypse, okay, this is just me talking out of shit, but I feel like Apocalypse probably would have been like, you either join, for the really big guys, like, you join me or I kill you. So yeah, either Hulk was with them or he was dead. So, well, I don't know.
I guess someone other will tell us. We'll have a funeral in about 3 million years.
Yeah. So, of course, they're like, you know, what should we do? Blink is like, should we teleport him away? And TJ is like, no, that's just going to piss him off. And I love those kind of responses too, where it's like, should I shoot him? No, that'll just piss him off. I thought that was funny. It's true.
Yeah, that was perfect.
Yeah. Of course, they end up getting into a fight with him. He destroys all of them pretty easily. Even Thunderbird steps in and is like, okay, you've had your chance with the kids. Now I'm coming in. I'm going to take you out. And he destroys Thunderbird as well. So they're all like, wow, this is getting really bad. And he manages to escape, but not before a certain team shows up to help. Not really to help. They're actually there to catch the Hulk. And it turns out the Exiles are the ones who were there to help. But who shows up, girl?
Of course. I mean, you know, if you're going to guess the X-Men, we already said snob. It's a team that starts with an A. So if you're guessing the Avengers, you are also wrong. Because it's actually Alpha Flight.
Alpha Flight, Canada's greatest.
Insert every Canadian joke you know right here.
When they arrest you, they say sorry.
Jesus.
sorry to our Canadians out there. You guys can make fun of me too. It's totally fine. So Alpha Flight shows up, headed by Wolverine, and we get a nice little kind of, you know, hey, here's some people we know in our world, but you're doing different things here. That's crazy. But the one big one that we notice is there's a character called Shaman, who is actually John Proudstar in this world. So John gets to meet a version of himself that did not get like destroyed by Apocalypse and turned into an android mutant creature, which is kind of a nice, it's weird. It's definitely like, you know, imagine like running into yourself later in life, like running into a version of yourself that did everything right and made all the right choices. And then you're just sitting there like in your, you know, in your van, eating a Snickers, being like, wow, that could have been me. I could have that beautiful house. I could have that beautiful life. But no, I'm more from Apocalypse. I mean, it's tough.
Yeah. I don't know what else to add to that, Lisa. You're looking at me like, Lauren, add something else. I'm like, it is tough. Like, anything with Apocalypse will destroy us all. And not in the fun way. So everybody out here that's thirsting over Apocalypse, one, I cannot say you're wrong, but two, it's still not in our favor.
No, ew, gross. Don't thirst over Apocalypse. I mean, who's out there doing that? Stop. Enough. You're not allowed to. Sorry.
Don't talk to me at 2 a.m. then, Lisa. Don't talk to me at 2 a.m. when I've had drinks.
Oh, my God. All right. So if anyone would like to join my intervention for Lauren, because she's thirsting after Apocalypse, we'll be having it on Tuesday. So please come. I'll have the coffee and bars, and you guys can bring whatever you want, because we need to nip this in the bud immediately.
Yes, absolutely.
No, you're thinking of doing time of bud. Moving. Oh, my God. No. No. No, okay, I can't. I hate this conversation already. This is awful. Oh my God, what were we talking about? I gotta look at this now. Okay, so.
The Exiles, you know that thing we're reading?
That's true. So the Exiles meet up with Alpha Flight. They find out that they're both looking for the Hulk. They're both trying to find the Hulk. They have their little, you know, come to terms meeting, like the teams meet and, you know, they gel. John gets a chance to talk to Shaman and, you know, have a little like, hey, you're me. Hey, you're me too. Wow, this is weird, isn't it? Moment. And then we find out through the Talis that the Exiles are really there to make sure that Alpha Flight doesn't get murdered, because basically in this world, Alpha Flight is totally murdered by the Hulk. Yeah. And so they're there to make sure that doesn't happen, which is a good thing. You know, you don't want that to happen. We don't want Alpha Flight to die. I mean, I can't think of many people who care, but I'm sure someone would.
Brutal. Absolutely brutal.
Yep. And we also learn that, we kind of skipped over all this. So Mimic has lost part of his powers, because he can take and hold on to up to 5 powers at a time that he can hold on to long term. And one of them was Warren's wings. And he'd chosen to get rid of them only so that he could mimic the Phoenix. But he doesn't have the Phoenix powers, because he needs to be with that person for like up to an hour in order to really keep their powers long term. So he only had the Phoenix very briefly when he was around them. So he's having his issues. Plus, he's puking all the time. It turns out he's puking because he's like allergic to the Hulk or something.
So his powers are working against him. So he is basically absorbing the Hulk's ability, but not in the fun way. So he's absorbing his radiation. And so Mimic, anytime he's around the Hulk, feels radiation. And so, like, I maybe we're too early to talk about this part, but there's a part where Mimic's like talking with Blank, and Blank's like, nah, you gotta sit this shit out. Like, you're gonna get radiation, dude. He's like, no, I got this like fancy suit that's gonna protect me. And then she has this bot like basically rip off the arms of the suit in an instant. And Mimic's just like, what the hell? And the robot's like, I'm sorry, she's a pretty girl. What'd you want me to do? And yeah, Blank's like, basically. Yeah, you're benched, dude. You are fucking benched.
Basically, yeah. But before that, they kiss. She gives him a kiss. And, yeah. You know, that starts a little romance that's going to grow over time. But yeah, the Hulk is basically what is the equivalent to a peanut to that kid you knew from high school. Like, he's allergic. He can't have it. So,
yeah, can't do it.
No, can't do it. But then as we get to the end of the first issue here, we learn that there's other people here going after the Hulk. It's not just Alpha Flight. It's not just the Exiles. It's also Weapon X. Dun, dun, dun.
Of course. Of course. I saw that and I was like, God damn it. They just can't keep to themselves.
No, no, no. They have to be in everything. But this is a different type of Weapon X. It's not the Weapon X you think it is.
It is.
It's a different thing. You're going to see it. It's a different thing. You're going to see. And we've got Deadpool and we've got Sabretooth. And who the hell's the third guy? Is that Kraven?
I don't know. I don't care.
That's true.
As long as I know Sabretooth and Deadpool are there, that's plenty. That's enough.
Exactly. That's all you really need. So moving on to the next issue, we find out that they've been waiting now for weeks to find the Hulk. They can't find him anywhere. Nocturne and Morph are on like duty to watch the screens and see where he's coming from. And of course, Morph being an idiot manages to, you know, offend Wolverine, but also at the same moment that Nocturne had been mentioning that the whole reason they're there is to make sure Alpha Flight doesn't die. So now Wolverine's like, okay, you bitch has not been talking. So now you got to tell us everything because we got to know what's happening. Who's dying? What's dying? Where's dying? Not me.
Yep.
So that moves into the moment you were just talking about with Cal and Blink, where she's like, you're out. You're not coming. You're not doing this. So
I love that moment. That was so fun. I approve of their little romance it's building. It's very early 2000s and I have no issue with it.
Yeah, it's very cute and it does keep growing and growing and growing. But really the bulk of this issue is all about the two Johns and like them kind of meeting together and talking about their lives. And, you know, Thunderbird, our guy, he talks about how he has like So you know the red and black he wears, it looks like a costume. It's actually not a costume. It's actually his skin. It's just his skin has been turned into these like plates that can move and change in order for him to turn into like his beast mode. But underneath that, it's basically all circuitry and wires and everything. And the Hulk shows up at that point and is like, oh my God, you're a monster too. We're both monsters. Let's talk about it. Mm. But of course, in the middle of all of that, Weapon X shows up and shoots Hulk in the face. And you know what, guys? He doesn't like it.
I mean, listen, I'm with him. I can't even fake to be all like, who doesn't want to get shot in the face? Because no one wants to get shot in the face.
No, I prefer not. So, of course, Hulk goes.
I prefer not.
Prefer not. Of course, Hulk goes Hulk and he goes out like absolutely crazy and starts beating the shit out of the Johns. And then we go back to Alpha Flight and we find out that Wolverine has sent the other flights, which I didn't know there were other flights. I didn't know there was a Beta through Gamma flight.
Yeah.
Imagine you're on Gamma Flight. What character is on Gamma Flight?
Gamma? Is there a character named Gamma?
No, like what character is on Gamma Flight? Like that is like the lowest team on Alpha Flight. Alpha Flight already is not a great team. And then you have the lowest team on Alpha Flight. Like who? Forget Me Not is on the Gamma Flight.
That's like a double Z team. Like,
yeah.
It's not even a B or C. It's just double Z.
Soft Serve is on the Gamma Flight team.
Yeah. Like soft serve.
Yeah, exactly. But basically, we got Jimmy Hudson and Jimmy Howlett having a little Jimmy fight, talking about, you know, what's happening and how they're going to fight and everything. And they turns out the Hulk in the midst of all of it, the Hulk shows up on their screen because Shaman has sent out a distress signal and they're like, okay, the boys have him. Let's go get him. And And we are brought back to a scene where basically the Hulk is beating the shit out of John Proudstar, but then John Proudstar goes into crazy beast mode and destroys the Hulk completely. And the only way he is able to be talked back is by Shaman John being like, hey, remember, you're a human being. You're not a monster. You're human. And we see him kind of like humanize again after the fight. But now that Hulk has been neutralized, at least there's that. But it's a good scene because it's nice because you have that. So throughout Exiles, when he's in it, John is constantly battling with the two sides of himself, like the part of him that is the man and the part of him that is the beast. And he seems to believe that all that's left of him is the beast. But he's going to learn in a couple issues that there's a lot more of the man left than he thought. But he's more in tune with the beast side, or he feels like he's more in tune with the beast side of him since what Apocalypse did to him than he does the man side. So it's nice to have the reminder of, like, regardless of what was done to you, you're still the person you are, right?
Yeah, I have Marvel Unlimited, so I've been reading this literally on my phone. And Marvel Unlimited does a good job of making comics easy and almost, in some instances, kind of better to read on the phone. Because one thing I really liked was, as I was reading on my phone, that moment where the Shaman John talks him down and you see, you know, T-Bird's face kind of change and him shrink down. When you kind of go through each panel very quickly on your phone, it's like a moving picture. Like, oh, you see that transformation in a way that you won't get that reading it on the actual paper, which, you know, this is not me saying digital comics are better than, you know, paper comics or anything. I just thought it was really cool. So if you guys have Marvel Unlimited and you want to take a read of this issue or even just that moment, it's really cool to see that emotion, because for a second I was like, oh my God, this is like a movie now.
That's actually such a really great point, because, you know, the way that comics are created to be read, you're supposed to read them in a very specific order, right? Panel wise. Mm-hmm. And Marvel Unlimited, like the app, I mean, listen, it sounds like we're doing an ad for Marvel Unlimited at this point, but anyway.
I wish we were getting paid to talk about it, but no,
I mean,
it's free.
I mean, give us a call, Marvel. Actually, it's not even just Marvel Unlimited, but a lot of the apps that have like that kind of panel-to-panel reading allows you to experience it like exactly the way it was intended to be experienced by the creators of the comic. Whereas, I mean, when you read it regularly, I don't know about you guys, but when I turn a page, I scan the entire page before I actually read anything, right? It's kind of like a habit. So sometimes you'll see something that's coming before you even know what's happening because of that. And I like that you brought that up, because it does add that next level to reading. Marvel Unlimited, call us.
Yes, please call us. Our cell phone numbers you can find by calling Emma Frost and using her telepathy.
There you go. I love it. Perfect. So it turns out that once they've got the Hulk, now that he's neutralized, the Exiles and Alpha Flight show up to grab him, and Weapon X is there on the side, and Creed is like, oh my God, that's my girl. That's my Clarice. That's my Blank right there.
Yeah.
What's she doing? Why is she here? And so he's full of questions. He's like, I don't know what's going on. But they at least find out that, you know, they got the Hulk. They're, you know, that's all taken care of. No one died. All's good. They all go dancing. They have a great time. For some reason, I mean, again, not for some reason. It was 2001. So Morph is dressed as John Travolta. I'm like,
this day and age. That was so hilarious.
I mean, listen, there are worse things he could have chosen back in 2001.
A lot worse.
So. Yeah. You know, John Travolta is not a bad choice, but it's definitely a funny choice for now. And he's dressed as John Travolta in Saturday Night Fever, which that movie was already 25 years old by the time this issue came out. And now it's just funny. Anyway, so, but that's basically how the issue ends. They save the day. They're moving on to the next world. They're all doing great. Blink and Mimic are definitely, something's happening there. Some other things are happening too behind the scenes that we're going to learn about later. But yeah.
Yeah, it was very interesting for me to see the part where, yeah, he's like, my Clarice. I was like, excuse me, Victor, what the fuck did you just say?
No. Like Hannibal Lecter. Clarice.
Absolutely not. Clarice. Creed needs to get out of here.
Yes. Do you want to come in the hole with me, Clarice?
Oh, Jesus Christ. That is one of the worst things you've ever said that close to a microphone.
Yes, yes, Clarice, yes, yes. I can't, I don't know what I'm doing right now. This is all going off the walls.
I have earbuds in and I'm being tortured.
Literally, I can see her withering from here.
Yeah, she sees me shrinking in my chair.
She's shrunk so much. She's in South Carolina.
God, no, not there. South Carolina is the worst.
I mean, it's worse.
Florida and Tennessee and Texas, but otherwise, South Carolina can kick bricks. No offense if you're in South Carolina.
Fair.
I'm in North Carolina, though. We have to not like you.
It was more a geography joke because South is under North. That's all. But
yes. It's okay. In North Carolina, we don't like South Carolina. The only people that drive worse than North Carolinians to us are South Carolinians.
Sounds like a New York, New Jersey kind of thing because we have the same thing in New York and New Jersey.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah. That's it.
So what'd you think of the two issues, Lauren? What'd you think?
I liked it. Again, I like the team dynamics, and I like that we have this ongoing plot, but it's not growing too quickly, which I think is important because there's, even though we're jumping from location to location, you would think there won't be time to world build, but they are building a world, and most of the world is the characters. And I think it's really cool to see that. I had a great time. I want to see more stuff with Nocturne. I feel like I've gotten so little of her. So I'm ready for her turn to shine.
Yeah, she's got her moments coming. Don't you worry about that. She's got her moments, but she's got a lot. There's a lot of shit coming up for her too. A whole lot of stuff.
Ugh, it's okay. So. I've got free therapy sessions. She can join anytime.
Good. And for those therapy sessions. And for those of you who need help, BetterHelp. No, I'm kidding. That's not us. Well, anyway, guys, thank you for joining us for another fabulous edition of Simply Amazing, the podcast where Lisa and the Snack go into detail about Nightcrawler and Nightcrawler-adjacent topics. Lauren, tell them where they can find you on the World Wide Web.
Well, first of all, we need t-shirts for Lisa and the Snack. I want the shirt that says I'm the Snack, and then you need a shirt that says I'm the Lisa. And then all of you guys that have besties out there, you guys can decide who's Lisa and who's the Snack. I'm very excited for this campaign. So if you're interested, let us know. So Lisa will let me make the t-shirt. But until then,
that is so dumb, but I love it so much and I totally approve.
Perfect. So guys, you just have to tell us you want it so that Lisa will want to do it even more. Because otherwise, right now, Lisa, we're looking at like 3 months.
I'm all in.
You guys can find me on Twitter at FriendlyMBHDBI if you want my personal chaotic, I'm everywhere shit. And I do my other YouTube show, Your Friendly Neighborhood Comic Show, where we mostly talk indie comics. We build the neighborhood. Still waiting for Kurt to join the neighborhood. So, you know, maybe one day it'll happen. But, you know, if you want him to join the nerdy neighborhood, you should come join us.
Wasn't he in the running for something? What was he in the running for that he lost?
Neighborhood priest. And I'm glad he lost that.
Okay. So who got that?
Daredevil.
Okay. All right. That's fair. Okay. We should give him like neighborhood handyman.
We already have a neighborhood handyman. We'd have to do a re-election.
Who's the neighborhood handyman?
You're going to love this. The people voted Alfred Pennyworth.
Okay. So Alfred can be the neighborhood handyman, but Kurt's the neighborhood handyman.
Are you doing the quality thing already? The second he comes to the neighborhood, you are pimping and hoeing Kurt out. God dang it, Lisa. That's his job to hoe himself out.
And he's doing not doing a great job about it, honestly. So here I'm here to help. There you go.
Free hoe marketing with Lisa and the Snack.
There you go. Exactly. Do you need something fixed? Call your handyman.
Jesus Christ. Lisa's going to start OnlyFans. I swear to God.
He's got an extra appendage, too. So it's like, it's...
Start OnlyFans. We're starting an OnlyFans for Kurt.
Fix whatever ails you, baby. All right. Well, guys, thank you again so much for joining us. You can find us on our Facebook page, our Twitter page, our everything page. All of our socials are listed at simplyamazingpod.com. Come find us. Come bug us. Let us know if you want Lisa and the Snack to be a thing. Let us know what you want us to talk about. Let us know that you love us. Let us know that you hate us. Let us know that you don't even give a shit about us. You don't care about us. You don't even think about us. That is fine, too. We just like to hear from you guys. So yeah, come find us. We'll be doing a lot of fun stuff. I know Lauren's got her other show coming up, lots of stuff going on with that. I eventually am going to get to this Oracle card reading thing that I was considering doing. I've already bought stuff for it, so I'm really excited about it. I just haven't actually had the time to do anything about it because just about everybody in my life has decided to get married in this next couple weeks. So, yeah. But yeah, for those of you out there who are listening and you are hanging around with a guy who is puking constantly, it might be because the Hulk is in the area. But don't get mad. Don't get sad. You're simply amazing.